Well, here it is. The premiere episode of the Juiced Penguin. Juiced Penguins 001. Freshly squeezed eggs. My friends, we're going to start this off with Spooky Funk, the delicate art of noise pollution. That's what we're hearing right now. Followed by Blue Stolly, Kill Me Every Time. It is sponsored by, it was a freebie download sponsored. Anders Magna with Tolerate. Cell Dweller, Birthright, Beta 1.0 version. Always reminds me of Seventh Son. Then we'll get into something less electronica after that. Kick back, relax. It's going to get loud, it's going to get quiet, but it's all odd.
You straight. You kill me every time.
from Celldweller here, and this is the Beta 1.0 version of Birthright, brought to you by Ubisoft's Haze.
To me, it's time to walk away with no apologies. Voices in the mirror. shutter blinked, burning evidence to the film that I found as an observer, an accomplice but no culprit. These pictures taken to ensure something more than memory would survive as a reminder once the drugstore presence, the remainders of the past. These are scratches on china, only visible when tilted, so the light hits them wrong, and the public can see that they are human remains. Here is to the knives.
Never dies. It only sleeps. In a solitary station, on the fringe of known space, the past is beginning to stir. And when it wakes, Crescent Station will be as the belly of the beast.
You call your father, and you tell him there's something very wrong with this ship. Panic spoke up full now, and it said, "Scream for your life, bitch!" So Marissa screamed. We can't save her. We were wrong. We have to leave.
Crescent, a podcast novel by Phil Rossi. For more information, please visit www.crescentstation.net.
Jerry, I think there's someone in here.
Some places are far darker than deep space.
Relax. frantically look into his psychotic, smarmy eyes. Can you even imagine how excited your grandmother will be when you show her the snapshot? Today only, and today only for a limited price.
If it's the same with you, I'll be your mom.
All right. Well, after Cell Dweller, you heard Prelude and Declaration by Roots of Rebellion off of Magnatunes. Little Podio Books promo for Phil Rossi's Crescent. He included me in one of his little short stories. You might want to check it on out. Links will be in the show notes. Freak Show from Atomic Opera. Fake It from Brad Sucks. 8-Speed Tranny, They Call It Freedom. And Clutch with Money. Woo. All right. I really like that. Cactus with Shine. Song before that was Maria Danes with Your Time Will Come. The song will follow up or close this premiere episode issue of the, whatever you want to call it, media cast of The Juiced Penguin. Will be Mossback with Cold Wind, a lot more mellow. I think it's important for us to mention open source formats. That's the reason for me doing this. Ogg Vorbis. The Ogg Vorbis format is a free and open format for audio. I don't think I'm going to be really preaching to anyone new about that right here and now. But along that lines is the Podiobooks authors from podiobooks.com, Phil Rossi. And not just because he did a short story that had me in it, but I think it's important for us to support people that do things like that. Scott Sigler, if you've listened to Tilts, the Linux Link Tech Show, they're giving away some signed books of his. And in fact, I need to get over there and participate in that. There'll be links in the show notes to all of this stuff. You can always Twitter me, the Noseworthy. Email me. You can email me, randy@noseworthy.me. I'm going to probably make up some email addresses for this site here, the Juiced Penguin, or randomizedradio.com. My other one, which is more or less a vanity blog. It's not technical. It's a Linux geek. I talk Linux occasionally, but I also talk trucking and anything else that might be on my mind as I'm driving down the road in a 18-wheeler. What else do I want to say? I check out Linux Cranks. I'm on there occasionally, and not just because of me. I don't think you're here because of me. If you are, you're one of the few. I'm not the most hateful person, so maybe I might have a fan or two here and there. Lord Drakenblut will be following up, or says he's going to be having he's also the co-host of the site here, too. He'll be throwing together one with Metal. A lot of metal in it, and that will be interesting. I'm looking for volunteers, people that want to throw together 30 minutes to an hour's worth of Ogg files. They don't have to be Ogg. If you don't know how to do it, we can convert it. You can email me, figure out how to post it. We'll figure that part out. As this is kind of new, I don't have all of this figured on out. We can always post audio files at archive.org, Internet Archive. That's a great place. I only need the link to put in the feed. And there's always the fact that we're going to have this stuff mirrored by Morgellon. He's volunteered, or he sent me a link saying he's going to mirror the site. I don't have a link there. I'll have to find that out. But that's kind of awesome. Morgellon, awesome. Thank you. Props to you and everything that you're doing over there. Looking forward to more stuff from you from HPR. I love hearing you chatter on. You're someone I'd like to meet someday, as are many other awesome individuals that I've met in this digital, online, open source community. So I think I'm rambled on enough. Looking forward to emails, Twitters, tweets, Dents, Identica, and oh man, what a neat upgrade they've done over there to Identica. I'll put a link in here. I'm gonna link to all the master links, the master of all master of Linux links. Dan Washko has it over the Linux links networks, net tilts things, some are whatchamacallit. Anyway, the link in the show note will work. So I'm shutting up. I see we're got some music coming up here, so have a good one. Now I know.
cold wind starts to blow, that's when I'll know. When the cold wind starts to blow, that's when I'll know that it's my time to go. Described our early love, I would say sublime. But she's grown colder now, and I've seen this before. I'm not gonna stay any longer, because I know what's in store for me. Yes, now I know. When the cold wind starts to blow, that's when I'll know. When the cold wind starts to blow, that's when I'll know that it's my time to go.